Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Reese, my man, tell me what the topic of the day is.
Today we are talking about the Prime Minister, former Prime Minister who recently passed away, Brian Mulroney. But whereas a lot of people had intelligent insight into his political career, saying he was a villain or a genius or many different things, we're just going to talk about his failed singing career.
Hold on.
Let's do it.
Just quieting down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous. Disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thought?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Hello and welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Reese Waters and with me is the...
come on, you can think of something.
Semi-permeable Jesse Harley.
That's a new one.
You can permeate him, but only with a semi.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you very much. Who is eating while we record an episode? Bearing in mind,
I'm hitting the mute button.
Is hitting the mute button, but then when he unmutes, he still sounds like he's talking with his mouth full. Which my wife, who's very British and eats pizza with a knife and fork, would slap him over the head for.
I twitched the other day. I played video games on Twitch.
I'm fine. I don't want to know.
The website twitch.tv, and I had pizza and wine and like using this microphone. And this microphone is not built for podcasting. This is
I saw you post on Instagram.
Yeah. This microphone is built for voice acting, so it's really kind of up close and dynamic, and it's made for get all that. It's not like a direct mic. So I was like being all clever. There's a button on my Focusrite thing here that just says direct monitor. When I click it, I don't hear myself. I'm like, oh, that must be the mute button. It was not the mute button. And if you go back and rewatch that video on Twitch, you can just hear this like the grossest, loudest eating sounds for like an hour. And I thought I was being nice.
Well done, Jess.
Mute button.
Well done. That's amazing. I'll have you know as well, I'm currently recording from home with 75% of my kids have got a day off school because it's a professional day for the teachers. And that means that other people don't get to go to work. Right at the moment, they're outside.
That's a way to look at it, sure.
At the moment, they're just outside and running around with guns, not real ones, and just
the teachers?
They're fine. No, they hit my kids.
Okay.
I mean, I hope the teachers are. I mean, you never know. Maybe it's a team building exercise. But anyway, I just wanted to say as well, we have a brand new range of t-shirts that I'm very proud of.
Very happy with these. You did a great job with these, Reese.
So if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, it's a TeePublic site, and you can find them on there. I'm very proud of myself, and the feedback's been good so far, but no one's bought one. So far we have wonderful t-shirts such as Justin Trudeau with his finger on his lips saying, oopsies, I did a communism. Pierre an apple saying, an apple a day keeps the questions away.
Yep.
Another Trudeau one that says, single and sassy prime minister, and he's got a kind of a, he's showing his muscles off, and he's got some aviators on, looking like some kind of beach god.
It looks great.
And then we've also got another Polyev that says, I go from nerd to alpha in one makeover, which I'm quite proud of too. So there we go. Wonderful merch.
And we've been meaning to change the website where you can buy the t-shirts from an American one to a Canadian one so that our Canadian listeners don't have to pay shipping fees. We've been trying to do that
for 3 years?
Three and a half years.
Three and a half years. That's good.
Yeah.
It's just too hard.
Any year now.
Like homelessness, some things just can't be fixed. Even though they can.
I don't think that should become a catchphrase. That's
some things can't be fixed.
Like homelessness, yeah. Like,
although it can. We did prove that in an episode that it is possible to fix in Canada. Do you want to talk about Brian Mulroney?
Let's do it.
Yeah. One thing that we did say we were going to do, and we haven't done in the last few episodes, is improvised heritage minutes.
I'll make sure that we'll make sure to do one.
I want it's up to you to assign the heritage minute. That's the rule.
I'll do it.
And with this new Sora AI, I'm pretty sure we can make video versions of them quite easily.
I don't think it's public yet, is it?
No, it's, when it comes out, we'll do.
Okay, that shit terrifies me. Like seriously, as a filmmaker, my days are numbered. Honestly, like it's I.
No, no. I honestly, I'm seeing a lot of people saying that they're gonna. The specialism will move to live events and documentary because AI can't do that. So
true.
Yeah.
So that just sucks.
I got a degree in documentary film and TV, which I knew about 20 years ago when I did it. I was like, AI is going to take over one day. And I
you did not think
it can't take. No, I didn't.
I worked at iStock Photo, which I don't know if you're familiar with iStock Photo. It sells. Oh, your kids are being naughty.
Hang on a minute.
You're going to go do a parent? Take out your whip and chain? He's muted himself. I'm reading his lips. He's swearing up a storm. Just spittle is flying from his mouth. He's giving them the finger.
I've just been invaded in the middle of my meeting by kids. Right, Eddie, you're not taking that bottle of water outside because I know you're going to tip it over your brother's head. Yes. No, you drink the water in here. You put the lid on it and then you go out. what were we talking? They're just the three of them burst through the door. Eddie's throwing water over me. Can I have a drink of water? What were we talking about? Brian Mulroney.
Brian Mulroney, which I actually don't know that much about, to tell you the truth.
Me neither. Honestly, me neither. Some people say that he helped make the modern Canada that is Canada today. Other people hate him and say he was a disaster.
That sounds like every single politician ever.
I know, exactly, yeah. So this episode is called Brian Mulroney Failed Crooner. His funeral's coming up soon, but...
How old did he live? How old... Yeah, isn't that... How old was he when he died?
He was born in 1939, and he died this year, so...
Do the math, Jesse. That's what you're telling me?
Yeah, you work it out, 25. Is important. Nobody knows. It's impossible. It's another one. None of those
84
problems.
84 years old.
Which is a good age. If you make it to 84, that's not bad.
That's not bad. It's decent.
I understand as well, he spent his retirement in Florida, which is where a lot of Canadians retire, by the sound of it. Drive around in a golf cart
and drive over each other's toes, that kind of thing. Play golf while we're in adult nappies, diapers.
Adult nappies.
Diapers. Yeah. Play golf.
Adult nappies.
Exactly. So state funeral is going to be held, what is it, the 18th in 5 days' time. And people have been talking about his contributions to public life and his condolences to his family. But I really wanted to talk about he did lots of things to the country. Some people like it, some people don't. But one thing he did love was singing.
I did not know this.
And I think he described himself as a failed crooner, successful politician, but failed crooner, which I think.
What's a crooner?
Like, you know, like Frank Sinatra, like Michael Bublé, those kind of songs. Like that.
Do you have examples of his music?
I have examples. I have two examples of him singing that I am going to play for you.
All right, I'm excited.
Okay, cool.
Like right now, or you got more to talk about?
No. So he was born in Quebec, and he's of Irish Canadian. He had Irish Canadian Catholic parents, so it was nice. A lot of his singing seems to be like Irish songs.
Oh, that's songs. Beautiful. Oh, I love that. Oh, speaking of which, it was just a quick side note. Just a shout out to someone I met last night. Last night was St. Patrick's Day, and here in Fuengirola, we didn't even do our STD zone. We just jumped right into the content.
That's because they were so efficient. I mean, it's still 11 minutes in, so it's not that.
That's true. It was St. Patrick's Day here, and I in Fuengirola, Spain, cute little beach town.
Okay,
and there are a remarkable amount of Irish pubs here, specifically Irish pubs labeled Irish pubs, Tom's Irish Pub, etc.
The most authentic ones say Irish on the outside.
I know, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just so you know. And so I thought, well, it'll be a fun treat to go check out all these Irish pubs in Fuengirola on St. Patrick's Day. And it was fun. It was fine, but it wasn't the crazy party that I thought it was going to be. I went to a few pubs, and I ran into a whole bunch of English people from England, and they were just fucking wasted out of their minds, but they wanted to talk to me and buy me drinks. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'll do that. And I talked to movies, and it was fun. I went to another bar, and I wasn't really fitting in. I don't do bars. It's not really my thing. It's never been my thing. I've gone to clubs and bars in my youth just because that's what people my age did, but I never fit in. And to this day, it's just like, so I'm looking around, and I'm not really, you know, and then I see this guy with white hair sitting by himself, probably in his 60s or 70s. And I kind of just like cheers my glass to him, and he cheers it. And then he comes over. When he doesn't come over, he beckons me to come over, and he's Irish through and through by just a super thick Irish accent. And then his friend comes over, and it turns out one of them's from the Northern Ireland. The other one's from Southern Ireland. Him, I could understand.
Known as Ireland.
Well, that's how they've described themselves to me several times. Right. Yeah. And the guy who I was talking to, I could understand. His friend, I couldn't understand a fucking word he was saying. Not one word, two different like thick accents. I loved it though. He just talked to me and told me that he had visited Quebec, and he visited Nova Scotia, and he was so crass in like this joking way. He kept telling me to fuck off every 30 seconds whenever I'd have a response, but he did in this fun sort of plucky Irish old man way that wasn't.
He could have liked being told to fuck off by him, because he said it the way he said it was good.
It was great.
That's good.
That was my Irish experience at an Irish pub during St. Patrick's Day in Spain.
Nice. Good European mashup.
Yeah. Also, I had fun talking to Irish and English people in Spain on St. Patrick's Day.
And everyone was just really drunk.
Super drunk. Super drunk. I had this one woman who was British, and she, like, from the moment she met me, she was like, I could just tell she was wasted out of her mind. But she was so lovely and really fun, and invited me over to drink with them. And she was telling me about her daughter. And she got me to her daughter's like in Scotland and hiking. And she's like, you should follow her on Instagram. I'm like, all right, I'll follow her on Instagram. Take out my phone. I follow her in front of her. And then for the next hour, she tells me about 17 times that I need to follow her daughter. I'm like, I have followed your daughter. And then she takes out her phone and gets me to follow her. So I do that in front of her. And then for the next hour, she tells me about 17 times that I need to follow her on Instagram. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. Yep. Yes, I will. Just, it was like,
sounds like short-term memory loss.
Yeah, seriously. Right. Yes. Yeah. They were lovely. They were lovely, lovely people.
Sounds like you had a good time anyway.
I had a great time. Yeah. What about you? Catch me up on you. We're doing.
What did I do?
You know, we should edit this so that's the front of the episode.
No, it's fine. We'll just play it like this. I was invited by a lovely family, and our kids are friends with their kids, and they're a lot of Cape Bretoners, to a house party in a neighborhood near ours. We had a really good time. It was also nice. A barbecue. We took some Guinness up. My wife made a lemon pie. Everyone had a good time, except I was introduced as, this is Reese, he's famous, he's got a podcast, which kind of put me on the back foot.
So, who said you were famous?
Your wife? The dad.
From the he's family. Famous, he has a podcast. That's a very funny.
Canadian podcast.
Or a very small percentage of Canadians listen to our podcast and nowhere else. Very famous.
Exactly. Anyway, but shout out to Brian and Lynn. Thanks for inviting me. And Lynn loves the podcast, which is good. So I gave her a mug.
Hi, Lynn.
Anyway, it was a good to see. Best St. Patrick's Day I've had in a long time. It was great.
That's awesome. Did you drink rum and become a monster?
No, I just I alternated between Guinness and seltzers. So that was fine.
It's fine.
It's a good combo.
It's been 4 years I haven't drank with you once. And just because you say you become a fun monster. Or what is it? No, not a fun monster. What was your term?
A nightmare.
A fun nightmare. Yeah, I have to see this at least once. Our live show is coming up.
Honestly, it's too expensive. It takes me a long time to get drunk.
Well, our live show is coming up. I bet you people would want to buy you drinks just to see you turn into a fun nightmare.
I don't know.
I'll get your cab home for you. That's no problem. If I have to, if that's the price of admission to see you turn into a fun nightmare, I will pay it. Okay. Just saying.
I don't know. We'll lose a lot of listeners that evening.
I'm okay with that.
Exactly.
It's only 55 tickets. It's fine. Yeah. It's not a large amount of people.
We should all drink to celebrate the life of Brian Mulroney as well.
Sure.
See how I brought that back to the content?
Oh, I see.
What you're doing. There we go.
Okay, tell me about Brian Mulroney.
So actually, do you know what? His childhood was interesting. So he grew up in Quebec, but there were no English language Catholic high schools. So his dad, who was a paper mill electrician, basically worked his ass off to afford for him to go to a Roman Catholic boarding school in New Brunswick.
Interesting.
So his parents kind of sacrificed a lot for him to be able to go to university.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay.
But the one thing that he did do was he would sing. He would use his he learned a lot of Irish songs as a kid and loved singing. So there was a newspaper publisher called Robert McCormick in his hometown as a kid.
I know that name.
And he would sing Irish songs for McCormick, and he would give him $50 for singing to him.
That's a lot of money.
I know.
But especially way back then. Like, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. So apparently it was just something he would do. He would like use it. So he must have been a good singer.
So Robert McCormick, back in like the, what, I'm going to say, 60s, 70s?
This would have been the 50s or the 60s.
The 50s or the 60s. Robert McCormick, this who was Robert McCormick?
He was a newspaper publisher. So he'd have been
newspaper
quite
publisher
wealthy.
Invited over this kid to sing Irish songs and then paid him $50.
Yeah.
Excellent job, Brian. Excellent job. Sing the next song for me, but this time without any pants.
Well, they didn't have.
You know, I like Alexa. My pantsless songs.
They didn't have Alexa either, did they? So you would just pay a kid $50 to be Alexa for you.
It doesn't sound. This sounds wrong.
Alexa, very, very play wrong. Irish traditional Irish songs on Spotify, and then it would start. But instead, boy, sing traditional Irish songs.
Boy.
So anyway, and then I'm going to skip over the stuff that everybody else talked about, politics.
Yeah, that's a good
prime minister,
because you know we're really not a political show. Let's face it, are we?
No, but if you want to learn that stuff, if you want to learn that,
don't
stuff,
come to our political show podcast.
There's tons of other podcasts, and I'm going to fast forward to Brian Mulroney hanging out with President.
We have politics in our name. Okay,
he's a politician. I'm just talking about his singing career. What's wrong with that?
Nothing bad. I love
exactly.
It. Keep going. He's great.
So 1985, March the 18th, him and President Ronald Reagan got on quite well. They were.
Did Ronald Reagan pay him $50 to sing for him?
No, but they did. I'm about to show you a video. They did sing together on stage with their wives in something that looks like what I would say is a dollar store Broadway event. I'll play for you now. Hang on. Watch this.
Okay.
There he is. Brian Mulroney. I'm just going to pause it. Do you know which one is which? Which one's Ronald Reagan? Which one's Brian Mulroney, Jesse?
Oh, I know them. And like,
Brian which one's Mulroney, which? Left or right?
Brian Mulroney's on the left. Ronald Reagan's
there we go.
Easily
we go.
On the right.
They're in tuxedos. Everyone's wearing green and shamrocks. Their wives are wearing sparkly green dresses. And everyone's swinging to this song just to set the stage. There's a lot of extras in flat caps.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. Like, they're all dressed the same, too, with like these flat caps, these yellow kind of over jackets with green striped shirts and a single hairy mustache.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
I feel like it's Irish stereotype variety hour. That's
yes.
What I would describe it as.
That would make a great title.
There was a Brian Mulroney solo there.
He's not that great a singer.
It does say failed crooner.
Also, the extras with the flat caps on, they look more Italian than they do.
They do.
Irish, honest to God, except for the green stripes.
Well, I mean, they're extras. I don't think they actually rounded up Irish people and forced them to dance.
Is it, you were saying, what was it, they should be calling it the Irish stereotype musical hour?
Variety hour.
Variety hour? Would it be offensive if you put out a variety hour and called it that? So like if you're tuning in, you know what you're getting into and you're choosing to watch it.
I don't,
you know what I mean?
Know.
So like, I think we
depends
should try
if they, I think it depends on how hurtful the stereotypes are.
Flat caps and green stripes.
I mean, yeah, like, yeah. Exactly.
Everyone starts every sentence with ar-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
And then just to jump on ahead, I don't know if you're like...
Can you tell why the Irishman told me to fuck off so many times last night?
I can, because you just did a terrible stereotype accent. I don't know if you're like me, Jesse, but I have read Come Fly With Me, Michael Bublé's Rise to Stardom, a memoir, 15 times, cover to cover.
I had to
buy a new copy because I kept dropping it in the bath.
The pages were sticky.
Yeah.
No.
Have you read that novel?
No.
No. Okay.
I've never heard of the novel.
Well, deep inside that novel, deeper than most are willing to venture.
sorry, around the beginning.
Michael Bublé basically talks about how Brian Mulroney helped him become, helped him in his career, essentially.
Michael Bublé.
But what did I say, Bublé?
No, it's Buble. No, I'm just I'm not correcting how you pronounce it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just correcting. I'm confirming the information you told me.
Yeah.
You're saying Michael Buble helped Brian Mulroney's failed music career.
Yeah. So this guy, Michael McSweeney, who knew Buble,
these are great names.
Sent the CD to former Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney. He had been Mulroney's executive assistant in the 1980s, and they were close friends. The Mulroney's daughter, Caroline, was getting married in Montreal later that fall, and Michael told them that this young singing sensation would be perfect to entertain the reception. When he approached us on the red carpet, Michael introduced us, and then Michael McSweeney said, "Come with me, and I'll show you where we can sit." He arranged everything. We went right in, and afterwards he asked us to join him and his wife, Heidi, for a drink. I don't know what it was about him, but I felt so comfortable. I started to pour my heart out, telling him we were lost in Toronto, that nothing was working out for us, and that Michael, who was sitting there biting his nails as always, was upset that we were not getting as we hoped. So basically, he was like, his career wasn't going very far. And he said, "Let me see what I can do for you." And the story
Michael Buble said, "Let me see what I can do for you."
No, this Michael McSweeney said, "What can I do for Michael Buble?" There are two Michaels.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I'm a little confused. Yeah. Who was pouring whose heart out to who?
Michael Buble was pouring his heart out to Michael McSweeney and basically saying about how his career wasn't taking off like he'd hoped.
Was Mulroney in the room with them?
No. So what happened was McSweeney then convinced Brian.
Not only are we not going to talk about politics with this politician, we've now careened the story off into removing him from the story entirely.
This is about about the life of Michael Buble. I'm joking. The next bit is where it goes on. So anyway, so he McSweeney sent the Michael Buble's CD to the Mulroneys, and then Brian Mulroney wanted to hear him in person first. So he drove Michael Buble to Montreal. Dinner with him and then sing, and he sang Paper Doll, and they did a duet together, and they gave him the job, and then he sang at the Windsor Hotel at their wedding, and then somebody else was in the crowd. He sang in front of a 17-piece band and performed half a dozen songs, and from there on, there was a music producer called David Foster was a guest at the wedding, and that's how we got spotted.
That's kind of a cool story.
So without Brian Mulroney, you wouldn't have Michael Buble. So
that's kind of cool. Do you think the music producer was planted there on purpose?
Why? By who?
By Mulroney to help him out.
No, I think he was just a guest at the wedding. I think if you're going to sing at Brian Mulroney's wedding, who's a former prime minister, you know there's going to be a bunch of important people there, I guess.
Right. That's a great story. I like that.
So, and then when Brian Mulroney died, there was a really funny story that Premier Doug Ford used to hear his mother listening to a CD of Mulroney singing all the time.
Wow.
I came home one day and I'm hearing Brian Mulroney's voice singing. I'm thinking, okay, Mom, where's he hiding? But apparently Doug Ford used to call Brian Mulroney all the time and pass him on the phone to his mother. And he'd sing to her down the phone.
Hold on. Say that again. Who did what?
Doug Ford would call Brian Mulroney. He'd go, "Hey, Brian, is my mother. Would you sing to her?" He'd hand her the phone. Mulroney's mother would then listen to him sing. And he describes his mother in this way, the effect his singing had on her. "My mother was a puddle on the floor."
I don't know if I like that.
Doug Ford with a mop. So his singing did work on some people.
She turned into the T-1000. Yeah,
exactly. It's just like Mercury. Anyway, and then the last clip I could find of him singing. This was at a cancer benefit with Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago Resort. He sang.
Please tell me Donald Trump is also singing.
I can hear the angels. That actually sounds better than the last one.
Yeah. When Irish hearts are happy, sure it's like no more. Really loving the camera work here. And when Irish eyes are smiling,
big ending. Sure they'd steal your heart. That was a cancer benefit in 2017.
That was actually really, really decent singing.
That was
camera work is what I'm really impressed with. Like, you know,
someone with a smartphone at the back.
Yeah, but it was just wobbly and weaving back and forth. And like, I get it if you're zoomed in, but he was on a wide. So like this, whoever was holding it must have been fucking plastered and was like, it wasn't about holding the phone. It was about him trying to stand up, him or her, whoever it was. Like, it was just, come on, how hard is it to hold a phone stand on wide? Like,
do you know the funny thing though, is that, remember Stephen Harper's band?
Unfortunately, yes.
Paid. It makes me laugh.
Stevie
and the Harps, exactly. But the funny thing is, when I look at that, is that there was a crowd willing to listen. They weren't being there out of politeness, and they were actually enjoying his singing. And the band looked like they weren't being paid and made to do it.
Right? No, was it the pianist who was like, big finish, here we go. They seemed like everyone there seemed like they were having a good time.
Exactly.
You know? Unlike Stephen Harper, they were hammered
and raising money for cancer. And I don't know, Trump was there too. I didn't see him there on the video, but.
I wonder if Trump can sing.
He claims he can, I imagine.
Of course.
He's the best.
He's the best singer.
People say he's the greatest singer. But he doesn't get the opportunity. And it's sad. So sad.
Well, okay,
talking about
nice.
Diapers, Donald Trump can't sing.
That's a great segue.
There we go.
That was nice.
I'm done. There we go. Brian Mulroney, failed crooner. He did have a good voice.
I like that in the aftermath of his death, where everyone's discussing whether they liked him as a politician or not, we decided to not touch on that whatsoever and just talk about his singing. Which
they talk about his political legacy, and we talk about his legacy on Michael Bublé's career.
Yeah, that was kind of nice, actually. I like that. Yeah, and he had a big finish. So
he did,
at least
in
that
finish.
Song. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in life.
Yeah,
great.
And reduced Douglas Ford mother to a puddle.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Witch of the West.
Here we go. So, are you ready for this?
Am I? I don't know.
We're going to do an improvised Heritage Minute.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to have to do multiple characters, but you've done that before. It is Brian Mulroney has come home to visit his mother.
Okay.
His mother is knitting, crochet. On the couch while watching The Price is Right. And she's not having a good time. And she's in a bad mood because she lost at bingo that week. And Brian tries to cheer her up by calling up Brian Mulroney. And no, not Brian Mulroney, sorry. Yeah, no, Doug Ford. Doug Ford is the one visiting his mother. Sorry, not Brian Mulroney. Doug Ford is the one visiting his mother. And then all that happened. And he wants to cheer up his mother. So he calls Brian Mulroney and convinces him to sing to her over the phone.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay. So Doug Ford pulls up in his chauffeur-driven Chevy SUV with the security guards, wiping a smattering of white powder from his left nostril.
From a donut.
He steps out, stepping over a homeless person, and wanders up his mother's front door through the gate. He knocks on the door and then just goes in. She's deaf. It doesn't matter. As he steps over the pile of mail, he picks it up to take it to her for to open. And he can hear the TV on. He goes in. His mother's there watching her favorite game show and knitting. What is she knitting this time? Left gloves. That's all she does these days, is gloves for the left hand. She refuses to do right ones, and nobody knows why. Doug, seeing the glim look in her eyes ever since Count Fluffy Perkins the cat died, she's never been the same. She's like, I know what'll cheer her up. I know what will reduce her to a puddle. I'm going to call Brian Mulroney, former Prime Minister and failed crooner. So young Doug picks up the phone. He remembers the number because he's super smart. Presses it. Brian answers. Sorry, Brian, I know that you're halfway through a round of golf with other retired world leaders, such as John Major, former Prime Minister of the UK, and Helmut Kohl, former Chancellor of Germany. But this is really important. My mother needs you right now. Charisse is really sad.
Is that her name?
No. So he puts her on the phone. Starts singing an Irish song.
A drop of Nelson's blood wouldn't do us any harm, and we'll all hang on behind, so we'll roll the golden chariot along, and we'll roll the golden chariot along.
His mother begins to melt, so we'll roll the golden chariot along. Her nose droops off her face, and we'll all hang on behind. A plate of Irish stew wouldn't do us any harm. A nice fat cook wouldn't do us any harm. Her head falls off her shoulders. A roll in the clover wouldn't do us any harm. A long spell in gold wouldn't do us any harm. Her body is now steaming as it slowly melts into a viscous liquid. A round on the house wouldn't do us any harm. A hot glass of whiskey wouldn't do us any harm. If the devil's in the roll, we'll roll it over. Sing chorus three times. And she's reduced to liquid. He gets a mop, scoops her up, puts her in a bucket, puts her out the back door. Thanks, Brian. You cheered her up. I don't know.
That was a weird one, man. That was a fucking weird one. It was great. If you find, you know, it'd be funny. You should find like some press conference videos of Brian Mulroney and just take snippets of him talking and use that for his response on the other end of the phone. That was a weird one. That was a very fucking weird one.
I didn't know where I was going with that.
I loved it. It was great. But I got to hear you sing. So that was nice.
I wasn't really singing. It was more like William Shatner talking.
So, dear listener, you've made it this far through the episode. Thank you so much. We've got a little bit of show admin, but then after that, Reese is going to quiz me, and you can follow along on the quiz and see if you get any right.
Yeah. But first, CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com to get tickets to our live show.
That's right. Our live show. When and where, Reese?
Something. Hang on. Let me find it. I've forgotten already. May
26th?
26th, 8 p.m., right? Two Crows Brewing, Brunswick Street, Halifax.
Right, we'll be there.
You'll love it.
Can you give us a teaser about what's going to be about?
No, I haven't written it yet. I'm purposefully not going to write it until a week before to put pressure on myself to make it good.
Oh, that's good. Okay, I like that. And that week before will turn into 3 hours before.
And I had an idea as well.
And then 3 hours before will be him looking up Wikipedia at the desk in the Two Crows Brewery during the show. Yeah.
I had an idea as well, Jesse. I don't know if you're up for this. How about we meet an hour before?
Okay.
For people who want to do this, and I will do a walk-in tour of Halifax.
Only an hour before?
If we meet at 7, I'll do a quick walk-in tour around the city.
Quick? I mean, you can't walk around the city in an hour.
Not the whole city. It'll be a select few locations with good stories.
Let's make it 6:30.
Oh, we'll work it out. But anyway,
we'll work it out.
Get a ticket, you'll get a very personalized walk-in tour and then the live show after.
That's not a bad idea. I like that.
So that'd be fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
I'm down for that. Sweet. Yeah, so make sure to buy your tickets. There's only 50 tickets available, and they're already started selling, so no longer 50 tickets. But come on down. Have a great time with us if you're in Halifax.
It's no longer 50 tickets. It's roughly 49 tickets.
Have we sold more than one? I hope so.
We've definitely sold more than one.
Okay, good. So come buy us a drink. Come say hi afterwards. Come buy Reese several drinks and watch him turn into a fun nightmare. Something I have yet to experience, and you can experience it with me. That'd be great.
There we go.
So there we go.
Questions for Jesse.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Can we have like a theme music? Can we have theme music for quiz time?
What religion was young Brian?
Oh gosh. I'm gonna say Catholic.
Boom boom. Yes. How much did the newspaper publisher pay him to sing?
$50. And the newspaper publisher's name was Mr. McCormick. I say Mr. because I forget his first name.
Correct. Which president did he sing with on stage at the stereotypical Irish variety hour?
I really hope that's the correct name for it, the accurate name for it. He sang with Ronald Reagan.
Yay, he's 3 for 3.
Yay!
There's hope for you yet.
Bonus questions.
Bonus question.
Since I made all three. If I make all three, I get a
Which province was he born in?
Ooh. Fuck. I forget. I think it was Ontario, and then they sent him to New Brunswick for school. Is that correct?
Quebec.
Quebec. Fuck, I knew that. I did. So, yeah. I remember now.
Okay. Well, womp womp. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Thanks so much for listening and sticking us in your ear holes all snug in there just the way you like us. We love each and every one of you. You're very special. We'll
see you all soon or something. Bye.
Bye.
Can we do one more?
Yeah, of course. Let me get another cop.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.